This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take the German elections this weekend. Angela Merkel is expected to win, by the way. We're going to take those elections and turn them on their head a little bit. For the last of our series on Europe's biggest economy, we're going to focus on something that is, on the face of it, a purely religious matter, the Protestant Reformation. But as Germany gears up to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the birth of Protestantism, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the economic legacy of the split with Rome. And he went to the source to do it, too, the small German town of Wittenberg, where the Reformation began.
A door may seem an odd tourist attraction, but it was on this church door at Wittenberg's castle in 1517 that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses and launched the Reformation. Well, this was not the actual door.
The door that you see there is a memorial door from the 19th century. So you see, it's bronze. Even Luther would have a hard time nailing something onto that bronze door.
The old wooden one burned down in 1760, but no matter. Astrid Mühlmann and her colleagues in the German government are pinning their hopes of a tourism bonanza on this door.
We're expecting millions of people to come.
Millions, really?
You really think that Martin Luther and his 95 theses will attract millions of visitors?
That's what we're working on.
In the run-up to the anniversary, the government is pouring $7 million a year into renovating the church and other Reformation-related sites. This isn't just about tourism. This is a chance for Germany to celebrate its past for a change. And, says economist Gustav Horn, to mark the birth of Protestantism and its world-famous work ethic.
Protestants perceive work as a kind of Berufung, as we say in Germany, which is a kind of devotion to please God.
A form of worship.
A form of worship, yes. This is certainly something that is deep within the German soul, the Protestant soul at least.
Protestantism, according to Harvard historian Niall Ferguson, was one of the reasons the West pulled ahead of the rest of the world, because it made a religion out of hard work and making money. And with its emphasis on scripture, it spread literacy. But Gustav Horn says Germany's Protestant faith may have also left the country with its deep aversion to debt, not always a good thing.
The German word for debt, Schuld, is also the same word as a moral failure. So the connotation is quite clear. If you have a high debt burden, you have morally failed.
Yes, it's our old friend Protestant guilt. It's a truism, but it certainly exists in Germany today, says Leslie Spiecher. An American teacher, she settled in Wittenberg 14 years ago and has found herself becoming ever more anxious, ever more German.
I take things more seriously. I plan.
You save.
I save, absolutely. I have insurance for everything from broken fingernails to broken glass.
There's one school of thought that says here lies the only ultimate solution to the Eurozone crisis. Germany needs another cultural shift, like the Reformation. To end the imbalances, the country should loosen up, stop saving, and spend, spend, spend.
Sounds good.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
But judging by Bettina Brett, a guide in the Luther Museum, it's not going to happen.
You have to pay for the fun. You know, I can say, well, I would like to have a little bit more fun. I would like to go on a very long vacation. If I find someone who pays for it, it's absolutely German. We are more careful.
A second Reformation doesn't seem to be on its way. In Wittenberg, Germany, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.